Hi, so we started trying to record episode 28, which was about Oscar nominees from 1999 for the 2000 Oscars, and it just went off the rails. Rob was sick, and the truth is, for reasons that are clear in the episode, we didn't have great movies to talk about. So I cut most of that out, including all of Rob's coughing, but kept in some of our sort of introductory fun conversation. And then actually at the end is kind of a teaser for our next episode to start off season two. So this is kind of our season two teaser. I suspect we're going to start messing with the format a little bit, but still going to be us talking about movies that we both have strong feelings about. So enjoy the fun stuff. I did use a real goofy sound effect to separate conversations because there was just no way to merge them. So that's what that is. But it's two kind of silly conversations and then an intro to what we're doing on the next episode. So please enjoy and go ahead and watch the movies that we're going to do in the next episode so that you can be a part of the conversation. We love to hear from you on Facebook and on Twitter. And at our email address. All of those are Real Disagreement. Twitter, it's Real Fights, and we're at Gmail. So thanks for listening and spreading the word.
Okay, well, it's episode 28 of Real Disagreement, the podcast where two friends make each other watch movies they haven't seen and probably won't like, and then they argue about it.
Except for this week, which is kind of a clusterfuck of...
Wow. Well, you're just condemning it right out of the gate.
No, it was just like a lot of things. So what it was supposed to be was the 1999...
You've torpedoed the episode and we haven't even started.
That's what I'm good at.
Okay.
It was going to be the 19... Well, I guess it's the 2000 Oscars.
Right.
Because it's movies from 1999. So it's the 2000 Oscars. It was going to be the one that won and one of the ones that went up against it.
But then we decided not to do the one that won. Because, which I think we should talk about that a little bit.
I agree. That's why I'm bringing it up and you interrupted me. nice spit take.
Thank you.
We were going to do American Beauty.
Whoa.
Yeah. And the thing is, it's a really good movie.
Is it?
I think so.
Okay.
I mean, like, let's just do that. We're just super fast. How do we feel? I think it's a really good movie. And we talked about it in advance of, like, how do we handle the Kevin Spacey thing? And, you know, we visited that conversation a number of times about the art and the artist and all of that. And I rewatched it. And I do think it's really good. And I think there's some performances in it that are really good. And I think there's editing and storytelling. And I think it was a really interesting glimpse into suburban, sheltered America right pre-9/11.
Yeah.
And I think it had some interesting things to say about all of that. And we were willing to go down that Kevin Spacey road.
Can we not say willing to go down on Kevin Spacey?
That's not what I said.
It was pretty close.
No. we were willing to have that conversation.
Yes. That's better.
Even with all its fraught realities.
Yeah, there's some ugly stuff in there.
And then I watched it, and I texted you, and I said, nope, 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 nope.
So what was, I mean, maybe this is exactly the question not to ask.
Yeah.
What was the thing that made you say, no, What was the point at which you said, that makes it not doable?
I'm not going to answer that specifically, but it's...
Wow, it was that okay.
It was very clear to me.
Okay.
Because I think
I'm assuming it was the relationship with the high school girl.
Yes.
Okay.
Because there are realities about human sexuality that exist outside of laws.
Interesting.
That we would need to talk about.
Sure.
To really go into what this movie was trying to say. Because here was my takeaway in seeing this movie. For probably the third or fourth time.
Yeah.
Nobody in that movie was truly a villain.
I think it's a fair statement, yeah.
Right? Nobody in that movie...
Well, I mean, there is a murderer in it. Are you saying he's not a villain? He shoots someone in the head.
He's not a villain. villains. Yeah, he's Yes, he shoots somebody in the head.
Which, last I checked, not polite.
Correct.
Not a nice thing to do.
Correct. But there's mitigating factors there. There's, I'm not saying, no, he didn't make the right choice. You shouldn't murder people. But there.
That was so reluctantly stated.
Yeah. But he is driven to a point of madness. That
yeah.
And that doesn't make him blameless, certainly. But I think villain is somebody who's like malicious from the beginning.
Who has nefarious goals.
Correct.
Okay.
And that's not what's happening there. So anyway, nobody in this movie is a villain fully. Sure. There's mitigating psychological factors, like, in everything everyone does. And there's, I don't want to use the word sticky. There's fraught issues with human sexuality in this movie.
What's sticky with their sexuality?
That, given all of the things that we have said on this podcast that I would hope that no one would ever take out of context and use against us.
There are so many sound bites waiting to ruin our lives.
This one, I just felt, as public educators,
sure,
we couldn't take the chance. And you, as a male in particular, could not take that chance. So
I get it.
I did it for you.
You know what? Thanks. No, it's one of those movies that people talk about has aged really terribly. And so I was curious to look at how it has aged. I have not rewatched it in probably 15 years, quite a long time.
But do they say it's aged terribly just because of Kevin Spacey?
No, it was before that conversation.
Oh.
So, and
I don't think it did.
I've never particularly cared for Kevin Spacey outside of the controversy stuff. He comes from that same school of acting that Kevin Costner does of, I'm just not going to vary my voice.
Yeah.
And somehow people will think I'm brilliant.
But there's some moments in this where he does, and he does it I don't know. Now we're talking about the movie.
I just don't like Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
And I never have. It's not even about this controversy stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't get it. The only thing I liked him in was Seven, and because then it was creepy that he never changes his voice.
And I think he's really good in this. But anyway, I came away with it. I think it's a good movie still. But yeah, we're not going to talk about it.
The movie we just spent 5 minutes talking about?
Yeah.
Great.
Totally. God, I love latkes. So, okay, this is a super important question. You don't like latkes?
I'm neutral. It's potato. It's by definition neutral.
Mm. So this is a super important question and might determine the course of our friendship.
Holy shit, that's a lot of pressure.
Are you a sour cream or applesauce person?
Okay, here's the truth of the matter.
Oh God, I'm so afraid because I don't want to lose you as a friend.
I know. There's a lot of pressure here. Generally, I'm inclined toward the sweets. But with potatoes, I'm going with sour cream.
Oh, it's the wrong answer. We're done being friends. This is officially the last episode of Real Disagreement.
Really? I prefer them plain, though.
And our friendship.
Just salt and pepper. That's it. Like hash browns, ultimately.
I'll accept that.
All right. Let's talk about...
But so everyone knows, applesauce is the right answer.
Too soggy.
No.
Makes everything soggy.
But you eat it fast. Were you letting it sit there?
Well, I have conversations when I eat. I don't just shovel it in my face like a weirdo.
I do.
Well, we're learning a lot today. All right. Hello. All right. Here's the thing. Here's what happened. Here's the inside scoop.
Here's the jam.
Here's the skinny.
Kick it out.
Kick out the jams, motherfucker.
I love that song.
That fucking record is so good.
It's so good.
All right. Here's the thing. I have a cold. I'm sure I'll demonstrate in a second because I have a cough that won't quit. Oh, God. That was not staged. That's actually how it went because I've been coughing so much. We're trying to do this episode, and you know what? This episode's not going great. So here's what we're going to do. One, I've got a cold. Two, we didn't pick great movies for it.
No.
That's on us.
They were accidental. I mean, one was purposeful and the other one was...
I think maybe the beginning of the episode you should tack in.
Kind of a placeholder.
I think you should have the beginning of our beginning conversation because it's pretty good. And then we're going right into this.
Okay, cool.
Because here's the thing, ladies and gents.
I'll do a super cut of all your coughing.
Oh, people love that. That's just what people want.
So
give the people what they want.
I'm going to talk now. I think what we're going to do instead of this planned episode is we're just giving you this little teaser, little taste, just a tip. For
just a tip. Just see how it feels.
Just see how it feels. See if you like it. to promote what we're going to do for our next episode.
The next one's going to be a crusher.
Yeah, we're super excited about it. So this year is the 20th anniversary of a lot of actually pretty great sort of
99 was a great year for
99
film.
Was a really good movie for a really good year for movies. Of the big ones that year was The Matrix. And
The Matrix.
There's so much media coming out right now about how much we owe to the Wachowskis and how important The Matrix was. And I think The Atlantic wrote an article that said there will never be another movie like The Matrix. And when I kind of think about where I was in my adult life and development and my media absorbing trajectory, I would agree. I feel like The Matrix had an indelible mark on like my movie watching habits.
So I'd have to agree with that.
I think it did that for a lot of us.
Well, it was at a weird time in my personal development, not just as a movie watcher, but as becoming an adult and figuring out what kind of adult I want to be.
Because we were like 19 and 20.
Which I'll never forget.
Yeah.
You know, it was very like, I remember afterwards we had this wonderful conversation and we both felt very smart and clever.
So with all of that, you would think that we're going to talk about The Matrix.
But that wouldn't be fun because here's the thing. Matrix is pretty good.
It's so good.
There's some holes to be poked, but whatever. It's a great movie. It's a lot of fun. But the holes that you poke in that movie are really because of the sequels.
Ugh, they're so bad. Where you go, wait a second,
that doesn't make any fucking sense.
Man, and I was so excited about them.
Pumped.
And they're still beautiful and interesting, and there's a lot of fun stuff in it, but they're so...
Interesting?
There's some things that are interesting. But that's the thing. We're already post second sequel, Matrix 3, right?
Right.
Maybe we would still think Matrix 2 had something interesting in it if Matrix 3 hadn't totally...
No, Matrix 2, everyone was like, oh, no.
You said 10 minutes ago that the car chases are fun.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying there wasn't a moment that was worthwhile. There were two scenes in it. Well, we'll get to it.
Okay.
There's two scenes that are good. Everything else in it is garbage.
So anyway, we are not going to talk about The Matrix. We've decided to talk about Matrix 2.
Matrix Reloaded, I believe, is the
name
of that
Matrix
one.
Yes, Matrix Reloaded.
Could you think
so bad.
Of the worst goddamn
it's
title?
So bad.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's so bad. I'm excited about it.
And then I also really like when we do artist comparisons, like
comparisons.
Or actor comparisons.
No, let's stick with artists. That's funnier.
Okay. We did it with Kevin Kline. I have some that, because the rabbit hole I went down in my head last night was Nick Cage movies.
Whoa, wait a second. I am way into this.
Oh, we totally need to do it. Like
Mandy versus Face Off?
No. Well, you've never seen a movie that I credit with some of my love for science fiction, which is Peggy Sue Got Married.
I feel like I've seen it, but I don't remember it.
I love Peggy Sue Got Married, and he's so awesome in it. And I know you like River's Edge, or no, Wild at Heart, which I...
I actually am not crazy about it.
Oh, okay, good. Oof, no. God, I don't want to watch
David
that.
David Lynch is real hit and miss for me.
But I forgot about Vampire's Kiss.
But that movie's insane. Have you seen Mandy yet?
No, and I keep
hearing... If we're doing Nick Cage, I'm making you watch Mandy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, anyway, but I went down a rabbit hole of Nick Cage last night, and I was just thinking about Vampire's Kiss, and then it made me think about the Jim Carrey one that's also a vampire one.
Once Bitten?
Yes! We should compare...
Not a good movie.
No! We should compare those two. Anyway.
Oh, that is a great idea.
Okay, so
a pairing I am way into.
Okay, so we gotta write these down so we don't forget them. But anyway... So the rabbit holes that I was going down last night, and I initially thought Matrix, but it would just be a love fest. And then I thought, oh, but pairing up actors, it would be super funny to do like a Keanu pairing and do Matrix and Bill and Ted's. My partner, who very often gives me some of my best ideas, so really they're just his, he said, you should do the sequels and do Matrix Reloaded and Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. And I was real into this idea.
Yeah, this is a terrific idea.
And I presented it to Rob, and he's very excited. More than anything, and it was funny because I worried that we were just going to have bad things to say about both of them. And I think we realized...
I think we're going to have things to say in general about them.
And I think Bogus Journey is maybe a guilty pleasure.
I think Bogus Journey might be secretly really good. I have a feeling. I don't remember it real well, but I feel like, ooh, that movie might have aged real well.
See, and I don't know if we can go that far. But like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure is possibly one of my favorite movies of all time.
It's really good.
It's so good. But we're not going to watch that either.
True. We're not going to watch that.
We're going to watch the silly sequels, and we're going to have one of our favorite guests, the wonderful, the amazing, the enthusiastic Tom Buck.
Hey, I see what you did there.
I did that.
Because of the Enthusiasm Project.
From the Enthusiasm Project on YouTube, which everyone should check out because it's delightful, to use Rob's really favorite word.
Is that my favorite word?
You use it a lot.
All right.
So I think it's going to be fun. Tom was here when I pitched the idea, and he's really excited about it, too. So
he lit up like a pinball machine.
He sure did.
Bing, 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 bing.
So
I got the soundboard out. Did you know I brought the soundboard?
And then it's all being wasted because of your cold.
I know. Did you want to hear anything? I have it out here.
Have I asked you for a dolphin before?
Oh, hold on. Let me see. There's a lot of buttons.
People who can make that noise blow me away.
Yeah, who can do the actual dolphin noise?
Yeah, because it's a crazy noise.
My soundboard's it's a cheapo. So we're going to do Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey versus Matrix Reloaded. And it's really just in time for John Wick 3.
Ooh.
You've seen John Wick movies, yes?
Yeah.
They're great.
Yeah.
I'm pumped about John Wick 3.
I mean, 2...
was fantastic.
There was so much reading.
Did you just say that? Did you just say that? That there was too much reading?
No. It's not that there was too much reading, but the subtitles all had like weird typeface. And
yeah, they did try to make them real stylish.
And I didn't like that part.
No, you don't like stylish subtitles?
Okay. No, that's dumb.
Okay, that's fair. Whatever.
Yeah, no, this is all good. However, we have to pick who has to write the haiku for each one because we aren't like forcing the other person. We're kind of just revisiting movies from the past.
I'm going to pretend that I picked Bogus Journey because I have a good feeling about it. Okay. Meaning I would have to write the haiku for
Matrix. So I get
Bill. Oh, that gives me the terrible task. I'm going to have to fucking summarize that movie. God damn it. That's an impossible task.
Sweet.
Fuck.
I got the easy job.
I have done fucked up.
But you know what? That works out. Because I carry a lot of fucking weight on this show.
Okay. Hold on. Hold on a second. What just happened here? What just happened?
It's a Friday. Spring break should have happened 2 weeks ago.
You just full on kicked me in the balls.
Yeah, I'm feeling scrappy.
Feeling scrappy? Scrappy dude.
I was just going to say that.
Just rut-row, wind up, kick me in the nuts.
Okay, because we are not going to be friends anymore because sour cream on latkes.
Because of latkes.
Yeah. This breaks up families. All right.
All right. So
coming
is going to be
soon.
The next one. This is a special edition preview episode.
We're giving you
enough.
It's
going to be a blowout episode.
I think it's going to be so much fun. It's going to be hours long. It might have to be a two-parter, but I don't like doing that. But so take this opportunity to brush up on your Matrix Reloaded and your Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
Take the red pill.
Learn to play chess.
Is that a thing in it? Bend a spoon with your brain.
In Bogus Journey.
Oh, right. Sorry. I was thinking about Matrix
still.
I know,
but you did the one. God,
no,
you're the worst.
I'm sorry.